distinctive properties of spirits. Though every man possesses a spirit and a soul, it is only the soul that is absolutely unique to the individual, because the soul is the individual. One notable property of spirit is that spirits can be duplicated or shared by separate individuals across space and time. There is one excellent example of this. Luke chapter 1 verse 17, "And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of the prophet Elijah. In that sense, he was Elijah. Matthew chapter 11 verse 14, "And if you will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come." Elijah and John were of the same identical spirit. They were spiritual twins. Different individuals can share identical spirits, just as twins can share identical bodies. But souls, by nature, cannot be shared. John 1, verse 21, "And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elias? And he saith, I am not." There was a sense in which John was Elijah, and there was a sense in which he was most definitely not Elijah. Spirits may be altered or exchanged, augmented or diminished. Our human spirit, the life that animates us, is dynamic and may change whether by the indwelling of God's Spirit or by the events and experiences of life. Man's spirit is malleable, and we don't exercise absolute control over our spirits. But the spirits of men change and are changed by forces external and internal. Daniel chapter 4 verse 16, "Let his heart be changed from a man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him." Heart and spirit are intimately related, if not identical, so a change of heart will affect the spirit. Exodus 35:21, "And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing." Psalm 34:18, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Psalm 77:6, "I commune with my own heart, and my spirit made diligent search." Psalm 79:8, "A generation that set not their heart at right, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God." Proverbs 15:13, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken." Ezekiel 11:19, "And I will give them one heart, and will put a new spirit within you." Romans 2:29, "Circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter." Romans 8:27, "And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the spirit." 2 Corinthians 1:22, "Who also hath sealed us, and given us the earnest of the spirit in our hearts." Souls can be restored or renewed, but not exchanged or replaced. We don't get a new soul in Christ. This is not necessarily an argument from silence, but from exclusion. What is true of the soul makes what is not true impossible, even if it is not specifically written. Salvation is directed at the soul, because the soul is what is saved from death. Spirits are never directly spoken of as being saved. Though references to the spirits of saved persons may be found, there is a clear distinction between the idea of the spirits of saved persons and alternate notions of saved spirits. 1 Peter 1:9, "Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." The soul can die or be saved from death, but the spirit is life itself. Spirits can be broken or mended, corrupted or made right. Spirits may otherwise be brought down or up, but spirits themselves do not die, because spirits are life itself from God. Souls fall under the power of hell, that is the grave. Psalm 49, verse 15, "But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me." Selah.